Our scripture this morning is connected. It's in the same chapter. In fact, it's just a continuation of our scripture from last Sunday. Last Sunday, we shared about Jesus saying, "I am the gate." And in some English translations, "I am the door." But we talked about the gate or the door to the sheep pen and Jesus being the only way in. And Jesus continues his thoughts in our scripture today, although he makes a little bit of a turn. It's still about sheep in that respect. But he has made a little change as he's sharing with the Jews of that day, and Pharisees were there. And his thoughts, the ones we shared last week, and especially the ones that we're sharing in our scripture today, divided the Jews. We see that in the verses following the reading for today. But he divided them up, and he's been dividing them up as he's been sharing. He's causing division among them. Some are saying, "This guy is demon-possessed and raving mad." And others are saying, "Well, but that doesn't make sense because he's healing people and he's giving sight to the blind. Demons don't do those kind of things." And so we find the Jews, and especially the leadership of the Jewish people, having division among them. So let's hear this comment that stirred up the Jews that were listening to him that day. Would you please stand as we honor the reading of God's word? Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. And then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The word of God for the people of God. When we look into the Old Testament, we find many examples of this idea of shepherd and sheep, especially when it comes to the relationship of the people of Israel to God. And in most cases, that's what it is in the Old Testament, is that relationship that they have. Two prominent ones that we'll touch on through the message today are from Ezekiel 34 and also from Psalm 23. But Ezekiel 34 is a place that this would have started causing some of that division among the Jews, especially those leaders who knew, wait a minute, Ezekiel said that God is the good shepherd. And here's this guy, Jesus, saying, "I am the good shepherd." Can you see how it's starting to cause some problems for those of the Jews who weren't quite ready to accept him? But we do see this example of shepherd and sheep throughout the Old Testament. But in our scripture today, just a few things for us to think about as we see what Jesus has to share with us through scripture, as he was sharing with the Jewish crowd at that time. It has still meaning for us today as he shares with us those words, "I am the good shepherd." And the first thing that we see there is the love that he has for us. He's identified himself as the good shepherd of Ezekiel 34. There's a verse right in the middle of this one section in Ezekiel 34 where God himself says, "I am the good shepherd. I will take care of my sheep, and I will be their shepherd forever and ever." And here is this prophet Jesus, here's this teacher Jesus, and we put him in this day and time that our scripture is from, saying, "I am the good shepherd." He might as well have said, and that's what they heard, "I am God." Now you and I know that that is true, that he is God. He is God the Son. But for them in that day, they came to hear this one who's been healing and sharing, and here he's saying, "I am the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd of Ezekiel 34. You've heard that in the synagogue read. I am the good shepherd. I am God. And why is that important for us? Because it just in Ezekiel and here in our scripture today, Jesus is sharing about the love that he has for us. He's talking about giving up his life for his sheep. You know, Max Lucado once asked, Couldn't God have thought of something better to describe us than sheep? Of all God's animals, the sheep is the least able to take care of himself. Sheep are dumb. Have you ever met a sheep trainer? Ever seen a sheep do tricks? This is still Max asking these questions. Have you known of a sheep who could be taught to roll over? Have you ever witnessed a circus sideshow that features something like Mazadon and his jumping sheep? No, sheep are just too dumb, and they're defenseless. They have no fangs or claws. They can't bite you or outrun you. So why did God say in Jesus in our scripture, I am the good shepherd? And why have God's people always been compared to sheep? Because we find in the good shepherd that we are loved. The good shepherd has love for us. You know that word good, we need to understand as a model shepherd, a true shepherd. Not just good versus bad, but a good shepherd and that a perfect shepherd. You want to follow a model? Jesus is the one to follow. Another translation for us in English would be a noble shepherd. So this model, this true, this noble, the good shepherd that Jesus is. You know, as a pastor, that's where that comes from. You know, I don't go by reverend and all that, but many of you call me Pastor Rick. And that's good. That's fine with me. But in that title, we're talking about shepherding. That's where it comes from. And so for me as a pastor, I have a model of the good shepherd to be following. You know, many pastors, including myself, feel that pressure of being called to pastor, we'll call it the local flock, but to do it in such a way that we are doing it in a way that models the good shepherd. And part of how we model that is love. And a lot of how we model that is through love. The love that the good shepherd has for us is the love that he's asking us as pastors. He's asking each of us as Christians to have for one another. That's the model he's setting. The good shepherd has love for us, and we are to have love as well. So for me to lead, to pastor, I need to do that like Christ, the good shepherd, models it. I need to love the sheep like Christ loves the sheep, his church, his people. And admittedly, as Rick Warren mentions in his Purpose-Driven Life book, sometimes there are folks who are EGR, extra grace required. But Jesus has all the grace and love available and needed. He's the good shepherd. And his love is there for us. In Luke 15, when we talk about the different parables, of the lost parables, they call them, the coin and the sheep and the lost son, or the prodigal son. Many of us know it by. But he talks about the lost sheep. What shepherd among you, when there's one that's missing? You leave the 99 in a safe place and you go find the one. It's because of love. The good shepherd has love for us. Another thing we see in our scripture here today is the relationship that he wants of us. We are his sheep. We know his voice. He knows us. He even speaks of, I have some sheep in another sheep pen. Well, all the Bible scholars I'm reading about said, right now he's speaking to the Jews in our context today of our scripture. We're, you know, 2 millennia past this point. But he's speaking of the time when the Gentiles would come in, and certainly that happens in our New Testament scripture in the book of Acts and beyond. And the Gentiles now become part of this Christianity. That's what Christ is speaking of. I know my sheep, and I'm going to put them all together, and they're all going to be one. They're all going to be part of the same flock, my church. We have this relationship with him that's very intimate. And I know we've talked about that before over time, but it still bears coming back to, because not all of us get there, including myself. We get where we need to be in that intimate relationship with the good shepherd. Stories told of 2 men that were invited to do a reading of the 23rd Psalm. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And these 2 men were different kind of men. And the first one was an orator by trade. He was used to speaking in public and he did it often, and he got up and he had the 23rd Psalm there, and he mastered it. You know, he was doing the voice right and projecting, and he did all the intonations correctly, followed the grammar and all of that, how you would do it as you were reciting a poem, and just did everything beautiful as he read the 23rd Psalm. And it was so beautiful, in fact, that at the end, the crowd that was there listening to the reading for these two gentlemen, they stood up and gave him that standing ovation. That's how beautiful he read it. It was a beautiful reading from this person who is so used to speaking in public and sharing. Well, the next gentleman came that had been invited to share in the reading of the 23rd Psalm. And he had never spoken in public, not very often anyway, not certainly like the orator. But he began to share and to read the 23rd Psalm somewhat slowly, somewhat deliberately, some emotion in some of those verses. You could hear in his voice and see on his face. And when he got to the end of the 23rd Psalm, there was silence, and folks seemed to be meditating. And finally, after a few moments of that silence, the first man got up, the orator who was used to speaking in front of everyone. He said, "Let me tell you the difference on what you've seen here today." He said, "I know the 23rd Psalm. The man you just heard knows the shepherd." That's what the good shepherd wants, is a relationship where we know more than just the words on a page. And the reading of them, whether it be to ourselves or to share them in public, the good shepherd wants us to know him and to know his voice. He even says in our scripture today, "My sheep know my voice because they know me." He wants that relationship with us. David made it personal in that 23rd Psalm. He knew the shepherd. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd. And you can't give me anything else." I'm paraphrasing a little bit. "There's nothing I want besides just that. The Lord being my shepherd." That's what it's like when we have a relationship with him, the good shepherd. This intimate relationship. And it's good to have it with him, because not only do we have that relationship with him, but because of him we have this relationship not just with the Son, but with the Father. And with the Holy Spirit, who we know to be all one God, but three. But here in our scripture, Jesus says, "Me and the Father, we're tight." And he wants that same relationship with his sheep, an intimate relationship with the sheep and the good shepherd. He wants that relationship with us. The other thing I see in our scripture today, and he actually mentions it three times in our scripture. I don't know if you've caught that in our scripture. That Jesus chose to lay down his life for us. The good shepherd says, "I lay down my life for my sheep." That's why we came to this table, to celebrate and to remember today. Jesus' choice to lay down his life. We find it in other places in scripture, but he's very clear here. "No one killed me." Yes, there were some men, Roman soldiers, who drove the nails. There were two different leadership councils and people who condemned me to death on a cross. But Jesus, the good shepherd, says, "None of that matters, because I did it willingly. I willingly died for my sheep." We are in this together because Jesus chose to do it for us. He gave his life for us, for his sheep. Jesus has always said we are in this together to his church. That's why he commanded us, not only invited us, but commanded us to come to this table, to remember that he gave his life for us. "I am the good shepherd," he says, "and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Hear the good shepherd today. Accept the good shepherd today. Follow the good shepherd today.